You're listening to EFT Radio Online, where we explore meridian tapping techniques for self-help and peak performance. By listening to this audio, you agree to the disclaimer located at eftradioonline.com/disclaimer. If you'd like to get the schedule of all the upcoming EFT radio shows and access to archive shows, please visit us at eftradioonline.com, where you can subscribe to our free newsletter.
Do you want to move from burned out to fired up? Welcome to Leave the Job You Hate for the Work You Love with Marty Murphy. Marty is a career coach, certified EFT practitioner, and former corporate captive who helps business professionals overcome the fears that keep them stuck in the job they hate.
Welcome, everyone. I am your host, Marty Murphy, and I am excited to be here with you today. And I wanted to start out with a little fun fact. So on this day in 2008, Bill Gates stepped down as chairman of Microsoft Corporation to work full-time for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And in an emotional statement, he said, "I don't know what it's going to feel like not to come into work every day and work 10 hours. I have a sense of what it's like to do foundation work because I've squeezed it in part-time. But I think it will probably take me a while. Just like 6 years ago when I switched off from CEO, it might take me a year and a half to get used to my new role. That's a little bit of the unknown. And because I've got 2 years, I don't even want to go there right now because I know I'll figure it out when I get there." This was a major life change for him, which he had done a number of times. And it is at the heart of what this radio show speaks to. And my intention is to bring you helpful information and great content to assist you along your journey to taking your own big leap into the meaningful work you love. And I have two quotes I'd like to share with you that really speak to me about the topic of the show today, which I call The Bully in Your Brain. And the first quote is by a gentleman named John Lembo, and it says, "Every waking moment we talk to ourselves about the things we experience. Our self-talk, the thoughts we communicate to ourselves, in turn control the way we feel and act." And the second quote is from a woman named Julene Burke, and it says, "We all have voices in our head which talk to us on almost a constant basis. Our voices give us messages continually, and what they say to us affects us." So the title of the show, The Bully in Your Brain, really speaks to these two ideas, that we all have various voices in our head, but the one I really want to deal with today is what I call the bully. And it is that critical parent voice, that critical voice that says things like, "I can't quit my job. What will people think? I'm too old. I'm not smart enough. I don't have the skills. I don't have what it takes." This voice is the voice that really seeks to feed us that information. Its intention is actually to keep us safe, because it's that same voice that's like, "Don't touch that hot stove. Danger, danger, stay away from that." But as we grow up and get older, this voice tends to feel like our nemesis, because it's the gatekeeper of limiting beliefs that we have accumulated and downloaded from childhood and throughout our life. So what you're going to learn on this call today is more about who this bully is and how to recognize this voice when it becomes activated, and then how to effectively deal with this voice. And I have a particular way I like to tap with the rant tapping. It's a technique that I've come up with to really help you deal with the bully in your brain and minimize its impact and assist in integrating this part. So when we go back to who the bully is, I want to start with a definition. It's bullying defined. It says persistent, offensive, abusive, intimidating, or insulting behavior, abusive power, or unfair punishment which upsets, threatens, and/or humiliates the recipient, undermining their self-confidence, reputation, and ability to perform. And this was derived from bullying at work, how to tackle it. And when you think about that in regards to yourself, if you pay attention to the various voices, and this one in particular, that critical voice that just seems to come after you. And I know for me, when I first became aware of this voice, I literally coined it the voice that's trying to kill me, because that's how it felt. It just was relentless and seemed to come after me. It was my own inner bully. And there's a quote from a woman, Byron Katie, who I love her work, and it basically says, all war belongs on paper. And she also says, they say it to you once, and you say it to yourself 1,000 times. And we can have people in our life who say things to us way more than once, which is a lot of times how it gets downloaded into us. But eventually, we take over the reins of that. And our own self-talk becomes this actual intimidating, abusive, and insulting behavior. And if you can separate yourself from that and realize that that's the voice that gets activated, and that's the voice that holds those limiting beliefs. So when you seek to think about changing your life, like, boy, I really want to work into meaningful work I love, and then that voice comes up, I can't quit my job, who am I kidding, I don't have what it takes, that's when the bully becomes activated, because it's holding those limiting beliefs that can create self-sabotage and stop you in your tracks from getting the forward movement you need to change your life and, say, move from a job that's not serving you, that's not meaningful to you, into meaningful work you love. And the way that it really helps us by getting in touch with this voice is knowing that that is the bully that's activated, because often it feels like that's just who we are. And when we learn to separate that from us and become to understand this voice and actually what it's trying to tell us, then we put our adult self back in charge. And again, the way to notice this voice is it's that critical voice. It's that voice that just comes after you with all the limiting beliefs that it can hold. And like I said, I call it the gatekeeper of limiting beliefs. And there's 5 categories of bullying behavior, and it's helpful to kind of get in touch with these. And they talk about these are a threat to professional status. So it'd be like in a setting, if it's in a work setting, it's belittling opinion, public humiliation, accusation of lack of effort. How it shows up for us internally is, I'm so stupid. I can't believe I did that. I'm an idiot. We become our own threat to our own professional and even personal status. And then threat to personal standing. And that's name-calling, insults, and teasing. Have you ever called yourself a name? Going back to that, I'm so stupid. I'm an idiot. I can't believe I did that. I know I've said that to myself so many different times throughout my life. And when you can catch yourself doing that, then you begin to get a grip on that voice, and you begin to become in charge instead of it running the show for you. And another category is isolation. And that's holding back, you know, preventing opportunities to move forward, and self-sabotage again. And we isolate ourselves so we don't join in and talk with others, or we get an opportunity with something that's a stretch for us and it's like, no, I'm going to stay where I'm at. And it seems perfectly reasonable. And I know the way that it showed up for me is, well, I'm not skilled enough at that. I don't have enough experience. Those are all the ways that we can tell the bully is activated, because it holds those limiting beliefs and it just tells us we can't. We're not good enough. We don't have what it takes. Overwork is another category. This speaks to me so profoundly as well. It's that I had a girlfriend say to me once, oh, I got told I was a just one more thing person. That really resonated with me. If you think about the energy of that, oh, I got to do just one more thing, just one more thing. Oh, just one more thing before I go to bed. Just one more thing before I sit down and relax. I've been caught in that trap so many times. And it's always about pushing forward and, oh, I've got to get one more thing. And the fuel behind that is a belief that you're not good enough where you're at. And I know I found that to be true for me. And then I put undue pressure on myself and impossible deadlines. And that's overwork is a form of bullying. And we do it to ourselves. And then destabilization is another category, where it's failure to give credit where it's due, meaningless tasks. Failure to give credit where it's due. How often have you ever sat down and really owned your value? And I will do another radio show on just that, owning your value. But most of us have this sense that, hey, you know, I'm pretty good at this, or, you know, I've got this down, or I've got a lot of experience in this arena. This is working for me. I'm pretty good at this. But do you ever really own it? Do you ever really sit down, write it out, and take stock of all the experience that you have to offer and all the information and education that you've accumulated over the years you've been on the planet, and really own it, really own it? I know I didn't until I actually sat down and wrote that out, because if we don't sit down and do that and own it, then that bully can get back in and take over and be like, who do you think you are? You don't have the experience. How can you possibly do that? You'll never be able to quit your job. Think about the money. You make great money. I liken it to that Charlie Brown, the teacher in the Charlie Brown comic when I was a kid growing up, and it's that voice that's wah, 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 wah. It's almost inaudible in a sense, because it's just become such a part of us. And when we begin to recognize and understand this voice, we can deal with it and release the charges and collapse the beliefs that are attached to that, so that we can step forward into meaningful work we love. And how does bullying affect our health? And think about the bully in your brain, your own personal bullying. When you find yourself or catch yourself with that, I'm so stupid, I'm an idiot, I can't do that, does that ever make you feel good? Ever? My answer is only never. And that creates stress in me. And stress creates physical symptoms. It's things like hypersensitivity, and we can burst into tears. We get all kinds of, we can even have flashbacks, and we have excessive behavior where we're thinking about different things. We get really fatigued. Chronic fatigue is one that comes up, sleeplessness, chronic nightmares, waking up early, waking up feeling tired, like, did I even rest, down to headaches and migraines, aches and joint pains. So you might ask, Is it really good to know all this information? Absolutely. If you have any belief in the mind-body connection, which I think anyone that knows about EFT has on some level for sure, this is how the physical symptoms start showing up. You can have a headache or migraines when you notice you're under so much pressure. And if you really pay attention to when you're feeling really pressurized, it's a great time to check in and go, what is my self-talk? What is the talk that is going on within me? And you'll often find the bully is running the show. The bully has taken over and is just taking you down into abyss of negative thinking that doesn't help you. And the reason it's helpful to know this and to become more aware of it is we can't do anything about anything that we don't know about. But when we start to shed a light on this, we can start paying attention and catch it in ourselves. And then we can use the tapping to help collapse those limiting beliefs and the negative self-talk that the bully infuses in us. And I have a great RAN tapping technique that I have found to be very helpful, and I work on that with myself and with my clients. So the idea with RAN tapping is it's along the lines of tell the story. So you're really just telling what's going on for you, but it's more about how you feel. And I've done this with people. If I'm in an argument with someone and I don't like what's going down, when I get the chance, I will go and tap on my own, and I just tell that person off with the tapping. Similarly, we can tell the bully off. That's a great way to begin. I have found that to be a highly effective way to start. So when you notice this voice is very activated, and it's that, you know, it's nagging at you with all those limiting beliefs, it's that super critical voice, you can check in and rant tap. And how I start that, I literally just say, like, I tap to the tapping points, like eyebrow, shut up, side of the eye, leave me alone, under the eye, get out of my face, under the nose, go away, chin point, you're not welcome here, collarbone, bug off, under the arm, you're not helping me, top of the head, leave me alone. That has immediately started to diffuse a charge for myself and in clients that I work with. And the other thing that you're doing by doing that is you're putting your adult self back in charge. And you're letting this part of you feel whatever it feels and tell the bully off. It's not something most of us have been trained to do because it's like, oh, be a good girl, be a good boy, be appropriate, say the right thing. Don't do that. Don't be angry. That's not okay. It's a way to allow for the forbidden emotions, one of which I think often in our society is anger. In certain instances, anger is okay, but for most day-to-day occurrences, you know, it's the message really is like, eh, it's not okay to be angry. You know, suck it up, buck up, take care of it. When you allow yourself to rant, tap through that and tell the bully off, you are putting your adult self back in charge. And you begin to get a grip on it and you notice more and more, whoa, my bully's activated. That is the voice that's activated right now that is coming after me and wreaking havoc on me. That is a highly effective way to do it. And then once you do that rant tapping and you get in touch with that, then you can actually tap through having what I call more of a reasonable conversation with the bully, like just tap through the tapping points. And this is the one time I think it's okay not to use the setup statements on the karate chop. So you would just go right to the eyebrow. I hear you. Side of the eye, loud and clear, under the eye, it's pretty hard not to, under the nose, you have a lot to say to me, chin point, I get you're scared, collarbone. I get you're afraid, under the arm. But I am too, top of the head. This isn't helping either of us. Eyebrow. If you'd back off just a little bit, under the eye, we can have a chat about this. Under the nose. This is craziness. Chin point. It's not helping either of us. Collarbone. Let's work together on this. Under the arm. We can do this. Top of the head. And we can both feel safe moving forward. Top. That has been very effective. When you can separate yourself and even separate that voice from you and literally have a conversation, times it might seem crazy, I have found this to be so highly effective because then it doesn't feel like, oh, that's all of who I am. It becomes a fragmented part that we can deal with and be able to keep moving ourselves forward. And that's how we can learn to integrate this voice into us is first you tell it off. You just tell it exactly how you feel. Leave me alone. Get out of my face. You're so abusive. And once you do that, it takes the charge down where you can actually tap through the conversation. And then another technique to help get in touch with this bully is you would close your eyes and center yourself and take a number of deep breaths. And then as you breathe in, you want to breathe in peace. And as you exhale, you want to exhale any stress. And do that a number of times. And then you can start centering yourself more on the bully and begin to ask it questions like, what is it that you need me to know? What are you afraid of? What is it that you want me to understand here? When you start asking the bully questions like that, you will get answers. And this is another technique for integrating this part of you. And again, as much as it does not seem this way, this voice came into being to protect us. To protect you from, don't get in danger, don't go too far out on the ledge, you're going to get hurt. But it seems as if it has turned on us because in its effort to keep us safe, it limits our ability and our belief in ourselves to move forward. So if you think about, I'd like to quit my job someday, you'll immediately typically notice some mind chatter come up, and that is the bully. You can't do that. That's crazy. Who do you think you are? There's no way. That's not going to happen for you. You're not educated enough. You don't have what it takes. When you start down a path to move into meaningful work you love and maybe release a job or a business that's not serving you, this voice can get even more activated because the truth is it's afraid. What's going to happen to me? How's this going to work? It's a loss of identity in itself, and you will typically notice this voice tends to get even louder when you get clearer and clearer about making a change in a positive direction. So at times, if you've ever noticed, you want to take a positive step forward and move in a different direction in your life. If you've noticed the mind chatter is just bigger than life, that is typically why. Because this bully senses, uh-oh, danger, danger, change is happening. It notes the changes occurring in you. And out of fear of loss of identity, it's going to chatter up even more. And the good news, bad news, it's going to not feel great, but the good news of that is then you have a roadmap. You know what to work on. Have you ever noticed affirmations really don't tend to stick, not for any length of time, until we get the mind chatter out of the way? And I remember this when years ago when the movie The Secret came out, and I watched it, and I was so excited about that movie. And I did what they said, and I watched it for 30 days in a row, and, oh, I felt so great about it. But I noticed this underlying tone, this voice. And back then, I had no idea what it was. But it was holding limiting beliefs. It's like, yeah, right, that's not going to happen for you. Right, you're going to be able to manifest $150,000. No way. So when I watched that movie, at first I felt great, and then the next thing I noticed is I felt worse than ever, because not only now was I not getting the results I wanted in my life, I was clearer than ever. It was absolutely my fault that this wasn't happening. That's how I took that, because that bully was so activated. I couldn't truly and fully absorb all the positive information that was in there because I hadn't reduced down the limiting beliefs that the bully was holding in place that kept me stuck. Now that I know, we have this amazing tool, EFT, to help free us from these limiting beliefs. We can move more positively forward as we release more and more of the limiting beliefs that the bully in our brain holds. And then you'll notice affirmations can take more effect, and you have that great feeling when you hear them. And if you hear a tail ender come up, like, oh, that's not true, no way. Again, it's your roadmap. Now you know what to tap on to free you from the limiting beliefs. One thing that I noticed that I did is I had this terrible habit of comparing myself to others. You talk about the bully being so active in me. And the comparisons I was making were to movie stars. I had not acted in anything since I had been in the eighth grade. But these were the comparisons I was making. And when I did it, I was falling so short. It was debilitating to my self-confidence. And it was a pretty chronic event that was happening for me. And I remember one time when I was talking to my husband about this, and he said, wow, Marty, when you lose big. And once I started tapping, about 3 months into it, all of a sudden, one day I noticed, wow, I am not doing that anymore. I am not comparing myself to others, and I'm not doing it harshly, and I'm not losing when I do it. That felt like it had just drifted away, and I hadn't even been trying to specifically let that go because I had still been so unconscious on so many levels of that voice that was doing the chronic comparison. And that was the bully activated, saying, you can never do that. There's no way. I mean, and they were comparisons that weren't even in a field that I was in, yet I still was debilitated by them. So let's run through one other tapping sequence here now, and we'll just start with the eyebrow. And I'll do it along the lines of comparing, because that was something that was so prevalent in me. Eyebrow. There I am. Side of the eye. Comparing myself again. Under the eye. And I'm losing again. Under the nose. It's not going to happen for me. Chin point. I'll never get this right. Collarbone. I don't have what it takes. Under the arm. I'll never be like them. top of the head, but somehow I should be like them. Eyebrow, look at all they've accomplished. Side of the eye, they're so accomplished. Under the eye, they're so successful. Under the nose, I'll never get there. Chin point, I'm not even close. Collarbone, look how far away I am. Under the arm, I'll never get there. Top of the head, I feel worse than ever. Take a deep breath. And then I'd go back and do a positive round like, is this a fair comparison? Side of the eye, this is kind of a field I'm in. Under the eye, interesting comparison. Under the nose, I think the bully's making this comparison. Chin point, I don't think it's even my comparison. Collarbone, and it's certainly not fair. Under the arm, this is a little crazy. Top of the head, making this kind of comparison? Eyebrow, it just hurts me. Side of the eye, it's not helping me. Under the eye, I'm aware of this now. Under the nose, that's so much better. Chin point, because now I can do something about it. Collarbone, I can help alleviate this. Under the arm, comparing's not helping me. Top of the head, maybe I can let it go. Take a deep breath. And as always, when you tap, just notice whatever voice comes up. And if you need to go back and tap through different points, absolutely do that. But it's a tapping technique that can be really helpful, particularly the rant tapping. And if you're feeling, if you find like anger at yourself is coming up because that's being pushed up through the bully, again, just rant tap through that. It's highly effective. One other point I'd like to make about the bully, too, is it's pretty sneaky. And an example of it being sneaky is you could say you're looking around your home and you're like, you know, I want to get more organized. I want to have this straightened out. I want to clear up some of this clutter. So you go out to a bookstore and you buy a book on organizational skills. And you bring it home, and say you sit it on the coffee table, and a day goes by, it's still sitting there, and another day goes by, and it's still sitting there, and before you know it, a week has passed, and you haven't touched it, and then a month has passed, and you still haven't touched it, and all the time that's happening, even the first day, that you realize you haven't touched it. Oh, ooh, I haven't gotten to that yet. I'll have to get to that as soon as I can. That's how the bully begins to get activated in this very sneaky way. It's like, I buy this book. I'm going to organize my home. 2 days into it, I haven't touched it. A week later, and you'll hear a little voice like, oh, I wasted some money on that. I'm not even doing it. And that voice builds to almost a crescendo where it's really coming after you. And that's at the heart of getting caught in what I call the try and fail cycle, where you try something, you get a little bit of leg, and then you don't. You fall short, so you give up. And then you go along, oh, there's something else I'm going to try. You try it, it doesn't get much legs, so you give up. And all the while that that's going on, each time you repeat that try and fail cycle, you'll hear that voice, that bully, if you really pay attention to it, coming after you, saying you're not good enough, look at you, look what you're doing again. See, you bought another program and you didn't do it. You bought another book. And it's still sitting there. that is the sneaky way that the bully can show up, where it can go on almost unnoticed. And my hope for you in listening to the show is to increase your awareness of the bully in your own brain that just comes after you. And it tells you all the limiting beliefs that it has accumulated over the years. And remember this, in its essence, its intention is to keep you safe. Danger, danger, don't touch that. Don't stretch too far. Don't get too big. Don't shine too much. People will come after you. And if you can think of it that way, that it is in its essence trying to keep you safe, yet the way it's gone about it now is not serving you, you'll be able to integrate this part of you much easier. So instead of it being this adversary that it always appears like it is in its essence, it is in fact trying to protect you. But when you tell it off and go, stop it, leave me alone, get out of my face, and then you tap through the various points that you need to begin to integrate it, it can actually join in with you and become really a part that's helping you to move forward. So again, just to review a little bit, we talk about who or what the bully is. It's that critical parent voice that got downloaded in childhood that is the gatekeeper of all the limiting beliefs that we've accumulated. In its essence, it's trying to keep us safe, but at some point, it tends to turn back on us. You can use the tapping technique, the rant tapping, to effectively deal with this voice. And first, start by telling it off. Allow yourself to have your say and be like, oh, shut up, leave me alone, get out of my face. And then you can use that quieting down meditation to actually center yourself and to begin to ask this part of you questions so that you can better understand its purpose and so that you can better integrate it. And knowing these key pieces, I personally believe, is critical to helping you move forward and make the changes in your life that you need to make to move into meaningful work you love. And just keep in mind, when you start down a new path, you can have that voice become more activated than ever. And it seems like it's really coming after you. And in its essence, initially, it kind of is, but yet it's truly doing that to try and keep you safe. So thank you so much for being here on this show with me. And I look forward to seeing you next time. Take good care, and we'll see you soon.
If you're ready to finally free yourself from a job you hate, go to MartyMurphy.com and download Career Coach Marty Murphy's powerful free video series, Take the Big Leap, to learn the secrets to free yourself to live your dreams and do the rewarding work you love.